Back to the Kitty Podcast and our Hope series. I am your host, Tracy V. McGee, and we welcome you from beautiful Lithia Springs, Georgia. It has been an honor to have you join us as we continue to share about hope. We would appreciate it if you would share the Kitty Podcast with your friends and family so they may join us on this hope journey. We have found that there is enough hope in the earth for everyone. So share, share, share. We will be recording this summer for our fall 2025 Hope Series of podcasts. We are in search of special guests. If you would like to share what you know about hope with others who need to hear about hope, please reach out to us and we'll send you the details. We'll also take your recommendations of people that you know would do a great job sharing hope with others. The Kitty Podcast is sponsored by the TJEC Educational Consulting Group, where we are taking Jesus across communities through the provision of educational services. We are a Christian-based company, but you are not required to be a Christian to participate in our programs. We are educationally empowering everyone. So today on our hope journey, we're going to talk about hope and stress. Stress is defined as to cause mental or emotional strain or tension. Stress is defined as to cause mental or emotional strain or tension. Any number of things may cause stress in our lives. It may be challenging stress or bad stress, or it may be good stress. Let's see how many you can check off on your list. A heavy workload, tight deadlines, job insecurity, work-life imbalance, lack of support, medical procedures, death of a loved one, political instability, low self-esteem, debt, job loss, divorce, marital separation, injury, anxiety, moving, getting married, pregnant, struggling to meet basic needs, conflicts within the family, chronic illness, depression, crowds, discrimination, perfectionism. And you could add more and more to this list, good, bad, or indifferent. For some of you during this season, it may be graduation. It may be the defense of a dissertation. The value you place on your goals directly impacts how you handle stressors in your life. Giving up on something because it's hard is not the answer. There are some things in life that are going to be hard, but you keep on plugging away. You don't give up. Thinking hopefully throughout your life, even during challenging times, strengthens you and gives you stick-to-itiveness to successfully achieve your goals. You will have the privilege of checking off boxes as you go through this journey called life. I reached this goal. I completed this goal. I fulfilled this goal. Here's some truth for you. Stress does have the ability to negatively impact you and take you down. Stress will break you down if you allow it to. But we're going to talk in just a few moments about some alternatives where you get to win in this battle against stress. Some symptoms connected to stress are insomnia, tossing and turning, then wondering why you are so tired all day long, but not getting the sleep that you need. Or for some people, it's just the opposite, sleeping too much. Every chance you get, your eyes are closed. If you sit still for 5 minutes, by minute six, you are sound asleep. Muscle tension. Ooh, my neck and my back. Ooh, my back and my neck. Every time you turn around, you feel that tightness. You feel that muscle spasm because of the tension that has built up in your muscles because of stress. Muscle aches. Your legs are sore all the time, and you haven't walked anywhere. You haven't run a place, but your legs just ache. The stress is settling in places other than your neck and your back. Headaches. As soon as a stressor peeks through, here comes that migraine. Gastrointestinal problems. Midnight hour stomach pain that you cannot explain. You are in so much pain that you don't know what to do. In the middle of the night, when you were sound asleep, you can't explain it, but you know it's real. Fatigue, just being tired. You get 8 hours of sleep or more, and you're still tired. Nervousness, rocking or tapping your pencil all the time. Anxiety, the world just feels like it is completely falling apart. Overeating, just trying to eat that stress away. I need some chocolate. For some people, it's the opposite. Undereating. I'm not hungry. I can't believe I lost 10 pounds in a week. Oh, that's right, I didn't eat. Loss of enthusiasm. I don't feel like going to family dinner. I'll go swimming next week. Loss of energy. I'm just going to lay here and watch TV for a while. Irritability. You find yourself popping off at people for the littlest thing. You get on your own nerves sometimes. Yeah, tell the truth, tell the truth. Sometimes you're like, I don't know why I can't get it together. Well, you can, and we're going to help you. We are aware that this list can go on and on and on. Our question to you is, what role do you play in your stress movie? Do you play the role of the victim? Or do you play the role of the victor? The victim feels like things happen to them on purpose and they have little or no control. It's always somebody else's fault. The victor, on the other hand, feels like they can use a skill or develop an attitude or behavior that will improve their situation. Not letting you take me down. I'm taking you down. As you know, PTSD is real and its impacts are debilitating. I want to share a different acronym that we found when we were on this hope journey. PTG, not post-traumatic stress disorder, but post-traumatic growth. Yes, this happened to me, but I am determined to work through the pain. Post-traumatic growth, or PTG, is a form of self-compassion. Through PTG, or post-traumatic growth, you take the time to positively reframe the trauma that you are experiencing. You look at it a different way. Post-traumatic growth is an emotion-focused strategy. As you actively cope with your personal strategy, you should practice post-traumatic growth. This will not be the thing to take you out. You will gradually witness your own transformation when you notice that your reaction to traumatic experiences are different than what they used to be. You used to go on a hunger strike when you got into an argument with someone, but now you make sure you at least eat a salad. You take care of yourself. You don't give up on yourself because you feel like others have given up on you. Your reactions are different. We encourage you to work on reducing your level of stress as you begin to fulfill your goal of hope-filled living. Hope-filled living, what's that? Well, let's talk about it. Hope theory, which is what we're discussing on Mondays in this podcast, describes hope as a cognitive construct related to goal pursuit. You need to use your mind. Put your brain to work. You need to determine what your goal is and how to achieve the goal. You should discuss what could possibly block you from reaching your goal and consider the negative emotions that may result. Get ahead of it. Don't let it overtake you. It is your responsibility to identify meaningful personal goals for yourself. As you identify your goals, determine how they will impact all areas of your life, including work, church, school, play, and relationships. Determine one or more opportunities to accomplish your goals. Always keep a plan B, plan C, and plan D in your back pocket. You never know when an obstacle or setback will come your way, so be prepared. What are your steps for achieving your goals? Think of it as taking a road trip with an old-fashioned map because your electronic map has shut down on you. On that road trip, you want to think about the goals that you would like to achieve. Where are you going? That's the first thing you need to know. Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? Identify your steps for achieving the goal. Where do I start? What's after I get started? Where am I going to end up? Remember that on this hope trip, you're making memories. And so just like on any other road trip, this hope trip sometimes will make you laugh. Sometimes it will make you cry. You will be focused, but you can also get frustrated. As with any great road trip, you got to take care of yourself. I can vividly recall when I was growing up how my grandfather prayed before every road trip. You remember those traveling mercies? And when we got to where we were going, he would thank God that we arrived safely. You have to take care of yourself on this road trip. You got to pull over sometimes, and you need to eat. Sometimes you need to get out of the car and stretch your legs. If it's a really long road trip, You need to pull up to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, and get a good night's rest. Yes, you need to get to where you're going, but you can't do it with a half person. So you've got to take care of yourself in order to reach your destination safely. Sandwich your hope trip in prayer. On one side, praise on the other, and you're going to simply love the results. Talk to us about your hope trip. Share with us. Send your information about your hope trip and the way that you intend on getting there with us. You can email us at thekittypodcast@gmail.com. That's thekiddiepodcast, thekittypodcast@gmail.com. Listen, we are so grateful that you joined us today for our hope trip. And we started out talking about stress. And instead of letting the stress take us down, we now have a trip to plan. And so we're really happy and honored and humbled that you came to join us today. We look forward to hearing from you. Most of all, we look forward to seeing you next week. Remember that the Kitty Podcast wants you to be helpful. We want you to be whole. We want you to be hopeful. May the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you, is our prayer. Have a great week.